What's going on, guys? It's your host at Fly Stewie, and today I'm gonna teach you guys how to build your Twitch streams with my top Twitch tips. Now on IGTV, normally on podcast, but I thought, you know what, why not mix it up for you guys? Some people aren't on podcast, some people aren't on IGTV, so let me give it to you all how I give it to you guys. Anyways, so I know a lot of people have been asking me, hitting me up, you know, how I started growing my Twitch channel and what I've used so far. So this is episode 2. Episode 1 was all about getting started and building a community, and in episode 2 of this top Twitch tips, I want to go on to the next level of that. So what do I mean by getting started? So the first thing I would really think about when I'm really starting this Twitch thing out is, once I get started, once I'm in there, I want to start getting comfortable with just being a Twitch streamer. You know, you're playing games and you're talking to your audience at the same time. So of course you have your webcam there. Now I'm just getting comfortable looking at two different screens at the same time. You know, reading my chats and also talking to people there. Now when you first start, you're not gonna have people there. So the things that you're getting comfortable with is making sure that your sound is always on. You know, you have your OBS. Of course, OBS is a program that a lot of Twitch streamers use to actually record their gameplay while they're playing. So you have your OBS on one screen typically, and the other screen you have your actual Twitch stream. Now, how you actually read your messages, it can be a variety of things. A lot of people use just the Twitch normal page. I use Restream. On Restream, it actually has a messenger you download, so that always stays on top of any window, and I can easily see people's messages there. So as a first new Twitch streamer, you want to figure out, what kind of streamer are you? Are you someone who likes to talk a lot? You know, are you someone who more is really into doing great gameplay? Definitely, I think a mix of both really helps, but definitely just figuring out what type of streamer you are really helps. For me, one of the biggest things that I would always say is, you gotta be yourself when you're streaming. That's the number one thing, right? If you're a high energy guy, be high energy. Why not? Just be yourself. If you're someone that's a bit more low energy, a bit more monotone, be monotone. Really, that's whatever your personality is. You just gotta figure it out and then definitely use that. So one of the things that I would really talk about for a new streamer to really help them get control of their stream and really bring it to the next level is, learning to talk to yourself. This, I cannot help but emphasize this point. The higher ability you have in just being able to have conversations with yourself is gonna help your Twitch stream, because a lot of people who are, when they're watching your Twitch stream, they're actually using as white noise at sometimes. Think about it. You know, they're watching your Twitch stream, they're like, okay, I gotta go wash dishes, or oh, I gotta go get something to eat. So they just hear you in the background, and you're gonna be that white noise that's, you know, just chilling in the background. So one of the cool things is, when you're really start streaming and learning to talk to yourself, is you just gotta ask questions and answer your own questions. That's a really good way to start. So you'd be like, hey guys, how's it going today, guys? Tell me about your day. And before anyone answers, you take that opportunity, and what you do is you say, my day is going great. I've done this, this, and that today, right? Easy conversation starter. Maybe no one answers. It's cool. When I started doing this, literally no one was talking. I was literally just talking to myself. But this just gives people the opportunity to come in and have fun, come in your stream, just hang out, you know? Oh, here's a guy talking, telling me about his day, telling me about cool stuff. Maybe you talk about stuff in the week, maybe you talk about one thing you did, maybe you went to the gym, got something to eat. Whatever it is, even if to you it sounds mundane, it's cool, because it's just like a normal conversation. You know, when we're talking to our friends, we're not saying the most groundbreaking things, but we're just saying what's on our mind. And then you can start, when you start getting maybe 3 or 4 people, you know, you just ask some simple questions like, hey guys, tell me where everyone's from. I'm from Canada, Toronto, Ontario. So you see there, I gave a tip, or I gave a question, and I just answered it myself. You know, you ask questions and then you answer yourself. If someone asks, then you engage. You say, hey, what's going on at Fortnite 120? Oh, you're from Kansas? Cool. Tell me something about Kansas. That's cool. I've never been there before, but it's an awesome time. You see there how it's just naturally, I'm asking a question, I'm answering, and if they answer, then I ask. That's what it's all about. Just really practice that, talking to yourself, especially when there's nobody there. That way nobody can judge you from talking to yourself. And that's what Twitch is all about in the beginning. Because eventually, as people start slowly coming, that's when, you know, those skills that you built in the early rounds will start helping you when you have a bigger audience. Now, starting in Twitch was just one thing, But definitely another thing that really helps is learning how to community build. And as in my last video, remember this is video 2, my last one is a podcast version only, so make sure to listen to the podcast. The one thing that really helps and helps a lot when it comes to building a Twitch stream is, of course, community building. And not on Twitch, either on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or Discord. But I'm going to focus on Instagram because that's really what helped me take my Twitch to around 500 followers in 3 months. So what do I mean by community building? I mean going on Instagram, finding people, liking their pics, commenting, having conversations, and answering back, baby! All that good stuff, you know? Community building is so important, and when you're first starting out, it is way more important than actually just playing on live stream, because of course, if people don't know you, they might not have a reason to tune in. So what I did on Instagram to really build my Instagram is I used three apps. Three apps really helped me build my Instagram to that next level, that gravy level, that level where they couldn't help. And what these three apps are is the first one is Buffer. Now, Buffer is a scheduling app, and this allows me to post every day. So with my Instagram, my first thing I want to do is post every day. Why is that? It's because when you post every day, this allows people to see you pop up on your timeline every single day of their life. And that way you can start getting fresh in people's minds, so you can always keep giving that constant content, staying on the top of people's minds. So you can find clips easily. To find clips, once you download Buffer, Buffer actually has a thing that when you go on Twitter, you can search up Twitch, Fortnite memes or whatever your Twitch is about. You can search those up and have those all scheduled in your Buffer app, right? So that way you can schedule them in advance and then post them on your Instagram during the week. Pick a time every day, maybe 12 o'clock, and this helps you post Instagrams every week. Very simple tool you can use that really helps. The second app that I think helps build your Instagram, and remember, where my Instagram is maybe 6,000, 7,000 followers right now, and the way I built it is just using these apps. I built it from scratch. I didn't have a Twitch Instagram before, and this is how I built it literally from scratch. So the second one is, it's a video meme app. It's called InShot, and InShot is so crucial because remember on Instagram when you're seeing those videos and you see those memes at the top that say, best SMG kill you've ever seen, or they're like, the greatest AR kill you've ever seen. You know those apps, right? To get those apps, right, and to get those things that really pop out on your timeline that have the words above it, you gotta get this app called InShot. Now, InShot's cool. It's a very easy, very intuitive to use. You just load your video up in there, write whatever caption you want, and when it's on your IG timeline, people are more likely to stop when they see that you have that meme stuff above there, right? It makes it very memeable, very commentable. Now, people don't have to go to your description necessarily to comment on your stuff. They can just see it from timeline. How pretty is that? And the third one, of course, is called Followers Chief. Now, Followers Chief, this one's pretty cool. This is an automation tool. So this will help you like, comment, and DM other people that you want to do automatically. It's really cool. However, now I want to be very specific and talk to you guys when you use automation tools, because this is how you really, really, really can build or not build your thing, and you got to use it the right way. So automation is not this. Automation is not copying, pasting, and saying, hey guys, I really would love if you checked out my Twitch channel and just spamming that on a bunch of people's comments. That's not automation. Automation is simply this. You can, on this Followers Chief tool, you can set it so it can follow the followers of different people on your Twitch list. So for me, I have it set so I follow the people who are following Daquan. Now, when they follow Daquan, they can like a recent photo, it makes them like a recent photo, or comment on a recent picture. Something very simple, not something spammy, something very simple. Maybe a smiley face, maybe a prayer emoji, something very, very simple. Now, once I do that, I go on their page, if they answer back, and I maybe write something more thing so they can tell that it's actually me writing. So if it's a picture, maybe I just don't do prayer emojis. Maybe I say, oh, nice kill, or oh, that's a great kill, something more specific. When you use automation, you want to make it not very spammy. That's not the way you do it. You just like, maybe said to like a picture, and that's it. That's it. That's all you do. And that's how you use Followers Chief. You just set it to follow the followers of someone else. You follow once in a while. You set it to unfollow automatically on your account. And this will help build your account to a point where people can actually, on a regular basis, see your account. So these three apps definitely are the fundamentals. Of course, I can go so in depth on all of them, on the specifics, but for the person starting out, definitely these apps are the ones that are gonna help build your Twitch stream. So just to recap, get comfortable with Twitch streaming. Get comfortable with just looking at two screens. Get comfortable with really talking to yourself on a Twitch stream. And once you get that, find your community that you wanna build: Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and of course Discord. I actually building on all three, but the main one that's really building my whole Twitch stream is Instagram. So I give you my three Instagram apps that you need to build your Instagram, and that's Buffer, InShot, and of course, other one that I can't remember. I don't know why it can't come to me. Buffer, InShot, and Follower Chief. Yeah, those three. And get those three, and they will really help you build your Twitch stream. Anyway, this has been your boy at Fly Stewards. This is Top Twitch Tips. This comes out every Tuesday on podcast and every Thursday on IGTV. I think that's a good thing. Tell me if you want more. Tell me what you want my next video to be about. I want to come out every week to really help you guys grow. Because honestly, Flight Crew, if we all grow together, we're gonna get so big together, man. And that's the way we'll really grow and get to that next level. Thank you guys for subscribing. I hope to see you guys next time. It's been your boy at Fly Stewie. Make sure to check out the podcast and give a 5-star review of the podcast on iTunes. It's in my Twitch link. And that, my friend, is how we're gonna keep getting these episodes out so I know what you guys want to listen to. It's been your boy Fly Stewie. And we are out. Izzy! Bye!